So we're continuing our theme week on World Heritage Sites.
Yes.
And today we're talking about the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So it is the world.
We were just talking about scuba instructors.
I know, right? Good tie-in. So the Great Barrier Reef is the world's largest coral reef system, composed of over 2,900 individual reefs and 900 islands, stretching for over 1,400 miles over an area of approximately 133,000 square miles.
Jeez, that's big.
The reef is located in the Coral Sea off the coast of Queensland, Australia, separated from the coast by a channel 100 miles wide in places and over 200 feet deep. The Great Barrier Reef is so big that it can be seen from outer space.
Wow.
And it is the world's biggest single structure made by living organisms. Uh-huh. The reef structure is composed of and built by billions of tiny organisms known as coral polyps.
Wait. So you're saying that these tiny organisms have built something bigger than we humans have?
Yep.
We've been outdone by tiny little organisms.
For millions of years.
That is,
over millions of years.
Still embarrassing, really.
Right. The living corals, which form the reef now, are on old dead structures. So these corals of the past could be up to 20 million years old.
Wow.
So they just kind of build on top of each other. It supports a wide diversity of life and was selected as a World Heritage Site in 1981.
Yeah.
The Great Barrier Reef has long been known to and used by the Aboriginal Australian and Torres Strait Islander peoples and is an important part of local groups, cultures, and spirituality.
Oh.
The first European to sight the Great Barrier Reef was James Cook in 1770, who, while sailing and mapping the east coast of Australia, ran his ship right aground on the reef. Whoopsies.
Very wrecked it is what he did.
Yes. The work of charting channels and passages through the maze of reefs begun by Cook continued during the 19th century. The Great Barrier Reef supports an extraordinary diversity of life, including many vulnerable or endangered species. 30 species of whales, dolphins, and porpoises have been recorded in the Great Barrier Reef. More than 1,500 fish species live on the reef. That's around 10% of the world's total fish species.
In that area.
All right there.
All of Australia.
Overall, 25% of all known marine species call the Great Barrier Reef home, and new discoveries are frequently being made, including a new species of branching coral that was discovered in 2017.
You don't say.
I do say. A large part of the reef is protected by the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park, which helps to limit the impact of human use, like fishing and tourism.
No, please, come on.
However, coral reefs only comprise around 7% of the marine park and the World Heritage Area. The rest of the park is an extraordinary variety of marine habitats, ranging from shallow inshore areas to deep oceanic areas more than 150 miles offshore.
Oh, my.
Although the Great Barrier Reef's size is still pretty dang big, it is only about half as large as it was a mere 30 years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah. In 2012, a study by the Australian Institute of Marine Science concluded that 50% of the reef system had deteriorated since 1985
due to damage
from storms, predatory crown of thorns starfish, which eats a lot of the living coral, and coral bleaching.
Oh.
But there is some good news. The Australian Institute of Marine Science also conducts annual surveys of the Great Barrier Reef status, and the 2022 report showed the greatest recovery in 36 years.
Great.
So
let's rebuild.
We're doing a good job.
We will be rebuilt.
We will. So due to its vast biodiversity, warm, clear waters, and accessibility from the tourist boats called liveaboards, the reef is a very popular destination, especially for scuba divers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Approximately 2 million people visit the Great Barrier Reef each year. And if you want to see it for yourself from the comfort of home.
I do.
In November of 2014, Google launched Google Underwater Street View in 3D of the Great Barrier Reef. So you can see it.
Underwater Street View?
Yeah, of the Great Barrier Reef in 3D.
That's amazing.
So if you're interested.
Yeah, all right.
So it is also the only place on Earth where two UNESCO World Heritage Sites meet.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Two of them?
The reef hugs the coastline of the wet tropics of Queensland, which is the oldest rainforest in the world, which was made a World Heritage Site in 1988.
Mm.
And both are home to some of the rarest creatures in prehistoric plant life on Earth.
So more bang for your buck seeing these heritage.
Two for one.
Is to go to Australia.
Yeah.
It's a long way to go.
It is.
So scene two makes sense.
Yes.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with the Great Barrier Reef, did you?
Yeah. So I thought we'd play The Enchanted Sea by the Islanders.
We'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world with the Islanders and the Enchanted Sea with Sarah Duermann. Is why did we just play that song on Legends?
Because we were talking about the Great Barrier Reef as part of our theme week on World Heritage Sites.
Sure were. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. The Great Barrier Reef is the world's largest coral reef system.
The Great Barrier Reef can be seen from space.
And 25% of all known marine species call the Great Barrier Reef home.
There it is. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like a great place to go. But like I said, it's a long flight. It's a long way to go to Australia, you know?
Sure is.
Way on the opposite side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But worth it. You said there's two UNESCO sites that are
right up against each other. Yeah.
If you're into UNESCO sites and that's your thing, this is the place to go for sure. Folks want to learn more about the Great Barrier Reef, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
That's it. I've got the Neil Diamond tribute show.
Yes.
I believe on Saturday night.
Yes.
And so we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now. All you have to, they took the copy. I don't have all the details about it, but you know, you kind of fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
Saturday night, Neil Diamond music. You want to go? Text the word
Coral.
Coral to 222-4000 right now. 222-4000. Text the word coral to us, and you'll be in the running to score a pair of tickets to Saturday night's Neil Diamond tribute show. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And tomorrow, 4:10, you'll wrap up your theme week. You promise?
Yes, I will.
All right, we'll see you then for that. Traffic and weather on the way. We'll do some Diana Ross, little KC, and more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.